This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Thinking if there's anything better than close three-part harmony, right now I'm not sure what it is.
I want to walk down to the boat. I want to buy a candy bar. I'm going to drink a gin martini. Going to jump in the fire. I'm going to get by.
And this new CD, Love to Live, from the LA-based trio The Living Sisters, has me happily singing along.
My baby ties me up in double knots. My baby ties me up in double knots. Hey, hey, he's gonna loosen me up.
The Living Sisters are Inara George, Eleni Mandel, and Becky Stark, and they join us from our studios at NPR West. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And on this song, how are you doing? Why don't you let us know which voice is who is here?
That's me, Eleni.
Oh, that's us.
That's us.
That's
Eleni.
How
are
you doing? I'm fine.
Oh, that's me.
That's Becky.
Inara.
I'm fine, too.
That's Eleni.
How is it going?
Eleni, your voice is the lowest?
My voice is the lowest, and I lead in each verse I start.
Becky, your voice is the highest voice?
Well, Inara and I both sing the highest part.
Yeah, we switch off.
Yeah.
Something to eat, watch a show.
Well, I wonder if part of the fun of this is that your voices blend in such a way that it's really maybe hard for us to tell whose is who.
That's our goal.
Yeah. To have our three voices become one.
No,
voice.
No individuality in this.
When we first started performing, sometimes I wasn't sure which one was me and which one was Inara.
Really?
When she sings a little bit lower.
And that feeling is so beautiful and relaxing. Isn't it?
When you're like, who am I?
Yeah.
A little identity crisis there, maybe.
Yeah. A little bit. I mean, in the best possible way. Yeah.
I'm listening to this wondering if the three of you just instinctively know where you're going to place your voices, or did you have to map that out?
It's work. it's not like a musical. We don't just break into song.
Well, no, don't tell them that.
No. You are so bursting my bubble right now. Inara, do you think that that you know just exactly where your voice needs to go if you're hearing a melody line?
I think that you get your ear used to it, but I definitely have had my troubles with harmony.
But I think it's important for everyone out there to try, because it's so fun.
Well, if you just sing a third,
yeah,
it's the easiest thing, and it's the most appealing harmony.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you demonstrate what you're talking about in terms of finding a third?
We can
third.
Just do like a simple chord. So if Eleni starts. La.
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 So that's just a simple harmony, but it's pleasing.
Okay, yeah. now make it trickier. Now do something that wows us.
That lovely jazz chord.
The jazz chord at the end.
Sorry, it'll take just a second.
No, don't worry.
No, I go the high one.
Yeah, this is how our rehearsals are very hilarious.
Nice.
But as you witnessed just then, we get each other's voices confused. And but I think it's very important that there's laughter and harmony together in the same space. I'm not sure it's proven, but I don't think perfect harmony can exist without laughter.
Shabab, shabab. I always think if only when I'm feeling lonely, we could give a I'm sick and tired of crying, and all my empty nights seem emptier tonight without you, without you.
Now, Inara, this song, Blue, is your song. This is you on lead vocals?
Yes.
And whose idea was it to put the shabab shawabs in there?
It was awesome. I think we all decided to do it.
Spontaneous.
It was like a musical.
I was like, hold on, let me get the colorful umbrellas. And we'll figure this out.
You know, as I'm listening to these songs, I for some reason I have in my mind a picture of a listener, and she's wearing like a midriff shirt tied around her waist, and she's got pedal pushers on and a transistor radio in the backyard, and she's kind of hanging the laundry, swaying from side to side.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So cool.
I like that.
Sounds like a summer day.
Yeah. I know.
I love to think of like a family listening to our music, puttering around the house on a Sunday morning. The kids are playing with blocks and maybe they're cleaning up after a delicious breakfast together, and birds are outside
the window
singing because they've heard the music too.
There's
the birds are singing along.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I want to tell you that sometimes when we're singing and we have the windows open, the birds will come to sing with us.
And they sing in perfect harmony.
Well, they don't quite sing in perfect harmony with us. But.
This is a Walt Disney movie right here. Now, Eleni, you brought your guitar in today, and I wonder whether you might all take us out with a song.
Ooh. Yeah. What do you think, ladies?
Should we do
Let's
Ferris
do
Wheel?
It.
What are you going to do?
We're going to play Ferris Wheel.
Take me up on the Ferris wheel. There's something soft that you ought to feel. Traveling around. Hold tight, I'm feeling crazy tonight. I was wrong. Ooh. When I thought you should be careful to get along. I'm high above the ground. Hold tight, I'm feeling crazy tonight. I'm gonna hide. In my car on a Ferris wheel. Ooh. I wanna know if you're for real. I know that I am. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Take me up where the night lights burn.
Lovely. Thanks so much to the three of you for coming in.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
The Living Sisters, Becky Stark, Eleni Mandel, and Inara George. There are more songs from their new CD, Love to Live, at npr.org.